I am the Father. I am the Creator of the universe, of the stars, of everything you see, of everything you touch, of everything that's going to be. There's going to come a day when the earth is going to shake to the right and to the left with the power of Jehovah, the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit. Make yourself strong, make yourself brave, make yourself bold. For the word of Jehovah is going to shake and rattle and roll this little planet of yours. This compulsive church, this compulsive body that has been asleep for so many years, going to shake and rattle and roll with the power of Jehovah, with the power of Jesus, with the power of the Holy Spirit. And I don't mean the pictures that have buildings, the pictures that are compulsive, that are dead. I mean the hidden body of my Son. The ones that are in the closet, the ones that are in the homes, the ones that have my power, those are going to be awakened with the Holy Spirit. So that is the body that was chastised. That is the body that was abused. That is the body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When you listen to the words that I'm telling you, that body right there is about 100 times bigger than the body that claims to follow Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the churches. The little boxes that they have built up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The ones that are asleep, that are blind, step on the widows and kick the poor around because they don't have the funds to give them. The ones who chastise the prophets and the apostles. That's not the body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is underground. Because the leaders of the church of man are not doing the word of the Lord. They're doing the word of man in the manner of man. They do not seek the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit speaks, they cover their ears. When the Holy Spirit shows, they cover their eyes. What a shame, what a shame. For the power of God is there before them. But they are stiff-necked people. They are hard-headed people. They won't listen. But you're out of time. So I'm awakening. I'm showing the body that's hidden in the closets, in the houses. The true power of the Lord. For they are the ones who are going to be the doers, the shakers, the battlers. That's the revival. But they're not going to listen to the denominational theologies of the church. They're going to listen to Jesus Christ. They're going to listen to Jehovah. They're going to listen to the Holy Spirit. And only the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and the Father Jehovah. So that's where the power lies. The power that created the heavens. The power that created the world. The power that created their bodies. out above lies everything that's good, everything that's righteous, everything that is of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I tell you the truth. The end is approaching very rapidly. So I'm breaking up my warriors, the ones who got abused, the ones that got kicked out of churches for prophesying, the ones that have nothing but the love of God in the Spirit. They seek Him in the Spirit. They walk in the Spirit. They know my voice when I speak. They cry when they hear my voice. To them I am going to give the power. To them that hear my voice. I tell you all these things to the power of the Holy Spirit, to the power of Jesus Christ's name, through my name, Jehovah. For my word will not come back void. He is going to see many tears. Not the tears of sadness, the tears of joy. Because I'm going to start touching their spirits. And they're going to drop to their knees and cry. And they're going to pray. And they're going to pray. And they're going to pray. And they're going to have communion. And they're going to repent. So they know that the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, that the Father and the Holy Spirit is alive, because I'm going to give them the power of the Spirit. So you theologians, you wise men of the word, beware, because I'm awakening the hidden body of my Son. They are going to receive the power. They are going to leave the mirrors, the surface of this whole planet. Because he's got me in a box. You hard-headed pastors. You hard-headed teachers. You hard-headed preachers. They're so blind and so dumb. You seek the word of man, I'll give you the word of man. And you have to take the trials and tribulations that come with that church. For I'm going to protect my flock and only my flock. If you want to stand alone, I'll let you stand alone. For you have no business using the name of my Son for your own deceitful purposes. So be it, so be it.